Tourmaline and the Island of Elsewhere. Tourmaline, Book 1, written by Ruth Lauren and read by Stephanie Lane. It was Professor Allardyce's own fault that Tourmaline was on her way to spy on him. If he hadn't given her that strange look on his way past the music room, before hurrying on into the depths of the university, she wouldn't be crawling through a particularly narrow part of the space between to reach his study. She had discovered the space between by accident, after almost getting caught in one of the strictly out-of-bounds display rooms of the university museum. She'd had to hide in a mercifully empty sarcophagus, which she'd quickly found wasn't a sarcophagus at all. At least, it wasn't only a sarcophagus. She'd rolled right out of it into the space between and learned that hidden inside Pellavere University's walls was a possibly magical echo of its many dusty halls and corridors. The space between had since proved to be very useful indeed. However, the wonder of his existence wasn't in the forefront of her mind as she reached her destination. She left via the exit in the master's study and crouched uncomfortably inside the musty magician's disappearing box. It was getting to be quite a squeeze since she'd turned 12, but she wasn't about to let a little thing like size get in her way. Professor Allardyce was already there, pacing, and he wasn't alone. "There's been no contact at all?" The other person was Professor Sharma, the geography professor, who was much younger and much taller and much more nervous than Professor Allardyce.
"Nothing for an entire week," said Professor Allardyce. "Simply vanished without a trace."
His voice was high and clear, so Tourmaline's sharp ears had no trouble hearing him from her hiding place. Tourmaline had arrived partway through the conversation, so she didn't know who or what had vanished, which was an inconvenience, but one she decided not to hold against either professor, since she hadn't exactly been invited to take part in the discussion.
"And are we attempting a rescue mission?"
Professor Sharma sounded nervous. There was a pause, and then a terse answer.
"Where would you suggest we send them?"
Professor Allardyce recommenced pacing, moving in and out of Tourmaline's keyhole-shaped view, and leaving her with only Professor Sharma to look at. His robes were voluminous on his scarecrow frame, and his thick black brows were stuck at their customary anxious tilt. The young professor wrung his hands.
"But what are we going to do about it? We have to do something."
By this time, Tourmaline was thoroughly curious about who or what it was that had gone missing, and impatient to find out. She ran through a mental inventory of items that she'd recently repurposed from various locations around the university, most recently a glass paperweight with a dandelion clock suspended inside it. She wanted to investigate how the flower had managed to get in there in the first place.
"You forget yourself, Professor Sharma," said Allardyce sharply.
His tone pulled Tourmaline away from musing on her own thievery. She felt a surge of kinship and sympathy for the younger professor, having been on the receiving end of Allardyce's frosty disdain more times than she cared to remember.
"Persephone is a valuable asset to Pellavere University, and no one knows that better than I. But there's simply no point sending anyone off."